Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? The Lord is doing the call. What you gonna do? You better get your heart to the Lord. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Mighty marvelous thing. And we will let the church say amen.
and amen. And we're going to go right now. I'll be with you 45 minutes on the clock, and we're now into about 43 seconds of our program. But I will be with you, as I first stated, for the remainder of this program. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you just to get your tablets, your pens, your iPods, your iPhones, your tablets, and all your digital devices, and bring them along, and you can just read along with me as I relate the scripture to you. And I want to kind of be in a slower pace on tonight. I know when I get to talking about God, I just get happy and I get excited. And so sometimes my words don't come out as clearly. And I notice that really to be coming quite often. And as I first stated some time back that I have a relative that stutters. And, you know, believe it or not, I didn't know this individual stuttered. And till one time I was just listening at him talk. He's talking to me over the phone. And I don't know, you know, I would have to ask probably a physician, but looked like since I had started talking to him on a regular basis, is that when I started, you know, look like my words start to, you know, kind of stumble and crumble. But, you know, I know God is able to do anything but fail. And as I far stated, I just asked the prayers of the righteous one to just pray for me in this area, that God will give me back, you know, my words. Because I know, you know, I know that, you know, my words is not supposed to break and, you know, and do like they have been doing here recently. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and continue in God's word and on his commission. See, I'm on an assignment. This is assignment of God. And each and every one of us that has an itinerary has an assignment that God has given unto you. And so I must carry out my assignment that has been given unto me by our God and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to go on into a scheduled program that's already in progression. And the title of our sermon on tonight is Name Above All Names. I'm going to say that one more time. Name Above All Names. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it's coming out of the law of Luke 1 and 31. And it reads this. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Luke 1 and 31 of the NIV. And that stands for, hallelujah, the New International Version of Biblical Scriptures. And so we're going to go on into our second key scripture. And it reads this. It said, Mary said to the angel, but how? I've never slept with a man. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 1 and 31. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mary said to the angel, said, how can this be since I am a virgin? The angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And when the mighty angel entered that humble home in Nazareth, announced that
announced and called Mary by name. The teenage girl must have looked like she had seen a ghost. And we're told that the Gabriel angel recognized Mary's fear, told her not to be afraid. Then he told her something that would have seemingly frightened her more. Even though, hallelujah, she wasn't married and was still sexually innocent, she was about to have a baby. Not just any baby, though. However, this child will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 1 and 32 of the NIV. This child would be the promised Messiah. The angel instructed Mary to give her child an Aramaic name, Jesus, like the Hebrew equivalent, Joshua. The name means the Lord saves. Only the sinless son of Mary had ever offered living and dying. That was proof that the Lord had saved us from our sins. He did it on the cross. The reason there is something about the name Jesus is because there is something unique about the one who has given the name. He is Master, He is Savior, and Eternal King. He is Jesus, hallelujah, who saves us from our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Mary said to the angel, but how can this be? For I've never slept with a man. We know that in our religious and Christian lifestyle, we know that every day is to be proof that God works impossibilities. Your religious life is to be a series of impossibilities made possible and actual by God's almighty power. That is what the Christians need. We know that God has an almighty God that he worships. He must learn to understand that he does not need a little of God's power, but he needs with reverence, may it be said, the whole God's omnipotence to keep him right and to live like a Christian. We find out that the whole of Christianity is a work of God's omnipotence. Look at the birth of Christ Jesus. That was a miracle of divine power. And it was said to Mary, with God, that nothing shall be impossible. It was the omnipotence of God. Look at Christ's resurrection. We are taught that it was according to the exceeding greatness of his mighty power that God raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah. And we know that he was in the world. We're talking about Jesus. And the world was made through him. And the world did not even know him. We find out when God reports that Christ was in the world, and the world neither recognized nor knew him. He was not referring to the created clouds and hills and rocks and rivers. He was referring to human society, the world of mankind. It was this organized world of man that knew him not. John testified that God's word, his only begotten son, became flesh and dwelled among us. What was he doing in our kind of world, you might ask, in our kind of fallen society? We know that before the incarnation, he was the all-permeating word of God moving and creatively in his universe. When Jesus Christ became man, God incarnated in a human body, he did not cease to be the all-permeating word of God. We know that to this very day, the all-permeating word still fills the universe and moves among us. We want to ask how few men there are who realize his presence, who realize that they have him to deal with, who is still the light of the world. It is he that lightens every man that cometh into the world. We find out that after his ascension from Olive Mountain, he still remained as the all-permeating, vitalizing, life-giving word operated in the universe. And so the word became human and lived here on earth among you and I. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. Though the stunning mystery of the incarnation, we find out that this same Jesus is present to those caught in a midlife crisis, to those suffering debilitating illness or addiction, to those in the dark woods of depression, despair, hallelujah, overwhelming fear, with a compassion that know no boundaries or breaking points. He stalls those caught up in the love of pleasure, trapped by fierce pride, or consumed by ravenous greed with a flash of insight, suddenly revealing that their lives are a senseless, chaotic blur of misdirected energies and flawed through thoughts. The Savior who set us free from fear of the Father and dislike of ourselves. He started to defeat it, though the painful dislike of ourselves, hallelujah, discovered that our lives is to extricate ourselves from the shambles of our lives. Self-contradictory, because the source of shambles is our imperious egos, huffing and puffing, scrambling for brownie points. And thrashing about trying to fix ourselves is an excuse in futility. Jesus waits, and then he sent a disciple to the weary soul in order to reveal the staggering meaning of his grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. For him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead body. We find out that the second greatest miracle next to Christ is what happened to you and I, a person who comes to know Christ personally. When we commit our lives to him and invite him to live in us, our days are filled with the constant succession of surprises. He is Lord of all life, has unlimited power, and can arrange events and circumstances to bless us. Our only task is to surrender our needs to him and then leave the results to him. We know that Christ did not use the word miracle. He talked about the works of God. Wherever he went, he did work, which defiled both the expected and the anticipated. The reason was that he was the power of God, the fullness of Godhead bodily. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Colossians 2 and 9. That is the NKJV. That's the New King James Version. Why do you need a miracle, I might ask you? What to you seems impossible? I would ask you to persist, to keep on praying, being prayerful. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. At all costs, make your way to the master. Tell him your needs, and then leave it with him. Even greater than the miracles you seek will be the miracles you become by seeking him, touching him, and experiencing his matchless love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't have another son. He didn't have another daughter. But he had one son, and he was willing to give up the only priceless possession that he held dear to his heart. That was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our soon coming Messiah. He is to be reverenced on tonight because Jesus lived. You and I can face tomorrow because Jesus lives. You and I, all our fears is gone. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that Jesus had made the ultimate sacrifice to go to Calvary Cross to die for your sins and my sins and our sins, their sins, the sins of the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. And therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brother. And I would ask tonight, may our prayer, O Christ, awaken all thy humans reminiscing, that we may feel in our hearts the sympathizing Jesus that has walked this earthly veil, has not forgotten what it is to be tired, has forgot what it is and to know of an aching muscle, that did his work long hours at the carpenter's bench, that has not forgotten what it is to feel the sharp stabs of pain or hunger or thirst, that knows what it is to be forgotten, to be lonely, that does remember the feel of hot and scalding tears running down thy cheeks. Oh, we thank thee that they have not, God has not forgotten, that we're willing to come to earth, we're talking about Jesus, and share with us the weaknesses of the flesh. For now we know that thou dost understand all that we are ever called upon to bear. We know that thou, God, are still able to do more than we ask or expect. So bless us, each one, not according to our observing, but according to the riches in thy glory. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. If I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, and if this program has been a blessing, hallelujah, in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program on tonight has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. You're encouraged to send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. You have any remittance that you want to send to the old ship of Zion, you can send it to email address at janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And we're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you the hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. And before ending, when you're traveling to and for around the highways, hallelujah, and byways, I'm encouraging you to buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly. And just like your American Express card, don't leave home without God. Hallelujah. And I will now change the dimension to this service. We're going right now into the hymns of Zion. Listen and be blessed. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. I know your words are true. You're the same thing.
Thank you. Thank you.